Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Over the years, we've heard people try to emulate their favorite secular and or ministry idol, not the pagan kind. I've seen people who walk like their idol, talk like them, use the same mannerisms, in fact, even preach their messages word for word. I've heard it said years ago, if you try to be someone else, well, the best you'll ever be is second best. Then that's something worth pondering. Henry Melville, who wrote the book Moby Dick, once said, "It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in limitation." The Word of God is very clear. God wants us to be originals.
Galatians 5, verses 25 and 26 in the Message Bible says, "Since this is the kind of life we have chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other, as if one of us were better and the other worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original."
Wow. Each of us is an original. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word original means the source or cause from which something arises. What makes you, me, us, what makes us originals? It's our source of origination.
That's right. And in Genesis 1, verse 26, I don't think we can say this enough, honey. Because it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
As an original, you were created in his image, after his likeness. You were made to have dominion over everything upon the earth.
We don't need to forget this. In Genesis 1, verses 27 and 28 in the Message Bible, it says, "God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth." It would be great if we could quote that in every translation to make it become clear to all of us that we were created in God's image.
That scripture says that as an original, we're to do the following five things: prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, be responsible for every living thing that moves on the face of planet Earth. When we consider these five areas, does that sound like someone that should settle for, being second best? Does that sound like we should dabble in mediocrity? Does it sound like we're to live our lives as second fiddle or maybe as a top banana? Does it sound like you're to be like anybody else other than him? Nobody is smarter than you. Get that now. Get that inside of you. I remember explaining to a man once that regardless of his education, he could learn how to be totally out of debt in 7 years or less. He said, "Yes, but I'm no Einstein." Albert Einstein is considered by many to be the smartest man that lived on planet Earth. He discovered the theory of relativity and was a genius, to say the least. Now, here's the rest of the story. Einstein did not speak his first word until he was 4 years of age. How many children do you think have been wrongfully branded as slow simply because they did not speak sooner or take that first step faster than some other baby? It's also interesting to note that Albert Einstein was, teachers labeled him as, quote, and this is a quote, "mentally slow, unsociable, adrift forever in foolish dreams. You know, I could spend days, and I'm not exaggerating, sharing with you true life stories of successful people who were written off because somebody didn't think they were smart enough. But I think you get the point. Now, let's take a natural truth. Nobody is smarter than you. And let's add to that a supernatural dimension to the equation. Nobody is smarter than you because you have the mind of Christ.
That's what the Word of God says. That's right. You, the person hearing our voices, an imperfect Christian that you may not be, you still have the mind of Christ. And we're not making it up to make you feel good. It is in the Word. It's in Scripture. It's found in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, which says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." There are just way too many believers who sell themselves short because they feel they're just not good enough or smart enough or they don't have that edge. But that's just not the case according to the Word of God.
No, you're an original. Do you think it's an accident that no one else in the world has your fingerprints or voice prints? Absolutely not. You were created to be an original, not a copy of anybody. Even twins have their own personalities. Our Heavenly Father recognizes that each one of His children, while unique in their creation, are responsible for working out the details of their lives to ensure their originality. What does it take to be an original according to the Word of God?
Consider the words of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. All has been heard. The end of the matter is, fear God, revere and worship Him, knowing that He is, and keeps His commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of His creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun, and the whole duty for every man.
Your original purpose for being, your purpose for being, we think is defined in this verse. Fear God, worship Him, and keep His commandments. One translation says that we're to follow His instructions. Now, we find the words in Hebrews 13:14, in the Classic Amplified, further confirming what you and I, what we should be and how we should live, our purpose, if you will, for being.
And it says this in Hebrews 13:14. For we have become fellows with Christ the Messiah and share in all He has for us. If only we hold our first newborn confidence and original assured expectation in virtue of which we are believers, firm and unshaken to the end.
God did not make a mistake in creating you as an original. You were originally destined to be, as we've said we said it earlier on this call. You were destined to be unique in all the earth, or you would never have been born.
That's right. Romans 8, verses 29 and 30 in the Message Bible says, God knew what He was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love Him along the same lines as the life of His Son. The Son stands first in the line of humanity He restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in Him. After God made that decision of what His children should be like, He followed it up by calling people by name. And He called them by name. After He called them by name, He set them on a solid basis with Himself. And then, after getting them established, He stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what He had begun.
So here is a fundamental question. What should you and I try to be? Why should we try to be like someone else? Anyone else? We're each unique and original.
Let's look again at Galatians 5, verses 25 and 26 that we read earlier in the Message Bible translation. Since this is the kind of life we have chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original.
I love that last sentence. Each of us is an original. How many times has someone ever said to you, just be yourself? Truthfully, that sounds good or smart, if you will. But the truth of the matter is this. I want to be like him because it makes me an original, destined with a purpose and a plan. You weren't born a copy. You were an original. There's nobody else like you. Nobody has your potential or DNA. Isn't it time we begin to act like what we were created to be, an original? And think about this too. I've said this many, many, many times. Nobody is better than you because you're the child of a king.
Luke 11, verse 13 says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And although I don't have the address, it's in Ephesians. It says the Holy Spirit indwells our innermost being and personality. So each of us as an original has the Holy Spirit indwelling our innermost being and personality to draw up who we really are in Christ Jesus. Psalm 8, verses 4 through 6 says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of earth-born man that you care for him? Yet ye have made him a little lower than God or heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Verse 6 in the New Living Translation says, you gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority.
Do you realize that God has given us, you, charge of everything? That he's placed all things under our authority? God would not have done that unless he felt you had the potential to achieve everything he's promised in the Word of God. The Living Bible translation of Hebrews 2:8 says, and you have put him in complete charge of everything there is. Nothing is left out. We can rejoice and praise God. First, we were created as originals, and we can seek his direction to act like who we are. Originals with the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me tell you, in an environment that you grew up in, you may not have ever been told that you were original. Even in your situation now, if you're married and have kids, you may not have been told that. But let us tell you today, the Word of God says you are an original. And there's nobody else like you, and there's nobody else that can do what God has called you to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Do what he says, so we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.